To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
Smack Talk Nation. Oh, this ain't Smack Talk Nation. This is In the Streets of Streets. And as you can see, ain't nothing but a one-way street today. I don't know my man is, but I'm going to hold him down till he get here, but I appreciate him for doing what he do. So what's up, everybody? Joshua Graham, Red China on the Facebook side. That's a big brand we haven't heard from in a while. Snoop, what's up, doctor? Have you, I know you was in the hospital for real, but you told me one time I was going to make a joke, but I don't want them seeming sensitive. So I hope you're feeling well, brother, when I tell this joke. But you came on my show one time. We was on this show. We was on Zoom. And you told me that, I don't know what happened. We were talking about a race. She said, I ain't take my medication. So ever since Trigger Man named his event No Medication, I think that's what we were talking about. You said you didn't take your medication. You were down there and you had to race somebody. What's up, Jermaine Thomas? Etta James, no doubt. Doctor, what's good with you, homie? Big shout out to you, man. Another big brain. Big brand. A lot of big grudge brands, man. And I'm still going to make this shout out. I think Streets is in the building. And I'm going to make this shout out. I got a NGRA. Anthony Whitaker, what up, doctor? Has a major, major announcement coming next Monday at 4:30. You guys asked for it. You wanted it. You asked me, you said, pro stock. You said, pro stock. Push the fucking button. You always saying, push the fucking button. I'm going to tell y'all, y'all see this red button? It's Monday. Pro Stock Joe and the NGRA, the National Association. I just realized it's 13 years old, and today is the 13th. So I have some major,
I ain't going to say it no more.
Major news coming up next Monday. If it don't change. And he set in stone a lot of pieces. See, in order to, you got to make history in order to do shit. And NGRA and Pro Stock Joe are trying to make history for the Grudge Gate, not for themselves. Because, understand, ain't no Pro Stock Joe without Grudge. Understand that? Ain't none of us got brands, the 1,000 brands that we're going to have a big announcement to tell the 1,000 top brands that y'all heard me rambling about. I got a big fucking announcement. I'm going to say this. I got a Grudge race, and I'm going to need a 1,000-man pit crew. So that's going to be it. That's the whole clue. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I got a big Grudge race coming up. I need the whole fucking Grudge. Nate, I need donation to support. You ain't got to spend no money. Don't cost you nothing. Matter of fact, might get some out of the deal. If you can just say yes to doing what you do. NGRA is going to try to help the whole Grudge game. Take it one time now, and I'm done. Streets take over, man. Going to help the whole Grudge game do what you said you wanted to do. Ask yourself that question. What have you said you wanted to do in Grudge? I'm done. Streets.
Yo. What's up, man?
What's up, doctor?
Kid Cole, I might spoil it, man. What's up with your announcement? I heard you talking about your big announcement. I was trying to hear what was going on.
Oh, well, you heard the part about I said it's coming next Monday at 4:30 on the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe? This ain't the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe.
I know this is in the streets and streets, yeah. I understand.
No doubt, no, but I you know, NGRA held it down for you because, you know, you got to protect your brand. I didn't want your show to come on to dry. I mean, it came on a nice, the whole NGRA song, you know, everybody vibing to it now, right? Everybody catching on to it. And big shout out to you for laying that track down and burning that shit up like nobody's business. Whether I'm going to give you, we all been, since I used, when it used to come on, I was fucking up because I didn't know how to get the sound through. Tight Man told me to take it back and bring it back to the future. Connect the past with the present, and then we fuck around, we can hear the music now. But anyway, that's it. So we just fucking with some shit. I don't know what I'm doing. We need to hire somebody to take over all this shit and be the pit crew.
Yeah, listen, hold me down for like 5 minutes. Let me upgrade this thing. I have to update my app, but that's why I keep kicking me out. So give me 1 second. Let me update this app real quick, okay?
Yeah. That's a big problem with technology, man. You can't grow. You can't big up. You can't, if you don't keep up with technology. If you don't know what you're doing, you're left behind. Ronald Miles, what's
up,
doctor?
Maybe that's why I keep getting left behind. I call myself Joe. Fixing my photo, but I guess I didn't do a good job on it. So
yeah.
I'm standing by listening to you. See, hey, technology, old men and new technology just don't work sometimes.
You know what we got to do? You got to remix it.
What's that?
I said we got to have some of the young guys teach us their stuff, and the old guys got to teach them some of our stuff. So we're going to have the remix.
Well,
next generation is going to be the remix.
Well, here's the problem, Joe. You know, us older guys, we have no problem teaching the younger guys, but the younger guys have a problem teaching the older guys. They don't have the patience to teach us because, you know, sometimes it might take them more than once to show us what we need to know.
Well, but what if it's in their best interest to do so? You think they would do it then?
Well, then maybe being that they're getting something out of it, it might be in their best interest there.
We got to find out, see if we can find out something that all the young guys can do with the old guys and see if everybody can do something together in their own best interest.
If they can just say yes to what's
in their own best interest.
Hey, Joe, other than chase women?
We all got dreams, man. We got dreams. Y'all got dreams.
Yeah, that we do.
Different dreams. But everybody got to live their dream, though. You got to take a shot. If that's what you want to do, chase girls, hey, that's your dream?
No, that's not my dream. My dream is to be like you, a good, handsome man and a millionaire.
Well, you know what? It's debatable whether or not I'm handsome, but I just seen Long Island Joe behind me, so next to him, I'm okay. But and a killer, too. I seen killer behind me. Me and him about the same amount of handsome. So, it's all good. But I think...
What about the millionaire part?
I'm not that. You know what?
You're not that?
I'm like the... You know what? I have a brand. So I'm not a millionaire, but I play one on TV.
Okay.
But... I have millionaire dream and millionaire ambition.
Money ain't got me no day going where, Joe.
Well, you know what? It might be.
Millionaire dream.
Maybe we have
what
to have.
That?
Wait a minute. Tell me about your dream.
Well, I just dreamed that I had plenty of money and didn't have to work as hard as I do.
Oh.
You know
what?
That's all.
I heard something interesting. If you want to hear it, it sounds like a little bit like it's kind of off topic, but it really is on topic. If you want to hear it, but about four levels of value. Four levels of value of finance, of revenue value. You got level one is implementation. That's where you do the work. You drive the truck. You cook the food. You get behind the desk. I'm implementing right now. You're implementing. Everybody that has a job is implementing. That's level one of wealth. Implementation maxes out very low. It's less than $100,000. In most cases, there are exceptions, but levels out there. Then the next level of value comes with management, organization. If you're an organizer, you get like a supervisor or something like that, and if you supervise or manage somebody, that's the next level of income, and it maxes out at $250,000-$300,000. If you're a manager at one of these big companies, you might make that kind of money. But generally, junior management, you know, like they're higher than the workers, the implementers, but not as high as the next level of value, which is the third level of value, is the communications level. If you can communicate to the masses, if you can get out large messages to people at one time, if you're a singer or a ball player or sports or write a book or a cookbook or an influencer. Those kinds of people are communicators, and brands will pay them a lot of money to be a part of their story. Brands like the biggest brands in the world, the Fortune 500 brands, you know them all, you love them, you use them, I do too. I got one right here in my hand. But the highest level value that people will pay to be a part of are ideals. That's why the Tesla is so impressive. Not only does it impressive on the racetrack when it has an unfair advantage, because when you are racing a car that is 10 times your technology, and it has 10 times the technology, you probably not going to win because you're in an unfair race. Like, I think Christina and the Beast, when she had grudge cars, even competition, she tore their ass up. So big props out to you, Sugar, for doing your thing.
Thank you.
But the bigger point in that story was when you came up against a Tesla, you think the Tesla had an unfair advantage over you? You were the driver of the car.
Yes, most definitely it did. It was an all-wheel drive electric car. So, yeah.
Okay. So without going into details, that's how you feel. And if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But I think we've been in that David versus Goliath situation. And so we have to step to the plate in a moment. So we did. Sometimes we lose. But big props out to you, Christina, because your name got put on the map since that big weekend, since that big showdown with the big bad Tesla. He came out first. I mean, you came in second, but you came in first with the grudge community. So big props out to you. All right, what else you got going on? Season's back to you, man. It's your show. I was just talking for a minute. Ronald Mouth got me talking, and now you want to jump away and make me talk. I ain't messing with you. I ain't messing with you, Ronald Mouth.
First off, right, I told you I was having some technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? I was letting you do you. So when I came in, you was on the road talking about finance this and blah, 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 you know what I mean? So I was letting you go. Pardon me. I'm a little out of breath and running to the store.
Did he get cut off again? Wow.
I think so.
All right, let me finish the last point about that Tesla story while he's gone, since I'm going to kill some airtime. Oh, there he is. I'm going to stop. Gotta go, Streets.
Go ahead, tell the last part about the Tesla story.
Okay. The point of that story is you had a David in the Cadillac versus a Goliath in the Tesla. But that says that even when you're going up against the odds, right, you still have to go to when you engage with Goliath, you become Goliath. Big props out to Christina, and big props out to Grudge Racing. Did your thing.
Thank you.
The Beast.
That was a nice day down there at the first Aztec down there. Even though I didn't come in first against that Tesla, I still felt like I won. And a lot of people, they came up to me and they said, you lost, but you really won. You know, it was a really unfair advantage. I'm going to say, and a lot of other people bought it too, because I felt like if they were going to allow all-wheel drives, then they should have allowed the real-wheel drives to at least come with radials or something like that on, but you know, hang on, it's over and done with now. But that's just how I feel.
Yeah, and that's where you have that last implementation. She just talked about a problem that needs solving. Those tires, or that unfair advantage.
Join
because
the
of the tires. So if somebody could find a tire to solve that problem, wouldn't you want to be in on the deal? I would. That's what brands do. Brands solve problems. Goodyear might do it.
All right. So, my damn phone's still in and out. I don't know what the hell is going on. I've been in trouble. And then I done updated my shit, whatever. So if I go in and out, you know what to do. I want to start off today. I want to start off by saying thank everybody for poking up, you know. I appreciate you guys. I want to have a moment of silence for one of the guys, you know, who lost their life today. You know, one of the grudge guys, Buzz and Mike from up in the Jersey area. Just have a moment of silence for him. Okay, my condolences to the family and all the guys he affected in the grudge game, man. You know, it's sad when stuff like this happens, but we all got to stick together. What you say, John?
I said condolences.
Yeah. And shout out to you guys for tuning in, man. Shout out to you guys for tuning in. And I would appreciate it if we get a like and a share. A like and a share. A like and a share. I appreciate it if we can get a like and a share. What's going on today, man? What's going on? What did I miss?
Let me go to the Facebook side because I was missing it for a second. Charlie Watt, what's up, Doctor? Christine Randall, Anthony Whitaker, what's up, Doctor? What they really want, I don't know. Don Gotti, what's up, Doctor? Now I get it. I get it. I'm not messing with you, Snoop. Don Gotti, what's up, Doctor? You got them hollow dollars, man? Freedom, what's up, girl? Ghetto Cowboy, I see you up here, the manager. What's going on, Doctor? All right, thanks for all the tags and the shout-outs, guys. Go ahead and give us a like and a share. We in the streets with streets. Go ahead, Doctor. On the GNN. You got to start calling the name,
Rob.
Yeah.
What did I say? I hear that. You said you got to start calling who name? Who name you want me to call?
The GNN tagline. The GNN brand.
What he said.
What's the name of your show? Did he get cut off again?
The
name of your show is Hang the Fuck Up. What the?
you keep fucking with me. That's what I'm gonna do. Hang up, goddamn it! Look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with it, man. I wish I could find out myself. Like I don't understand. I think I'm gonna have to buy a new phone. I think this phone is ran its course.
Ain't no thing.
What did Mr. Unrelevant say?
You need a new phone.
Didn't you have that same problem last Wednesday, Street?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I've been troubleshooting. You know, I've been trying to figure out what the hell was going on. And I don't know what's going on. I've been calling my company. They didn't reset my shit.
I told you what to do. Throw that bitch on the ground and then pick it back up.
Troubleshoot your wallet and pay the bill.
There you go.
Yeah, that's hard, Paul.
That's the whole
problem. That's hard, man. That's hard. What's up with that? Just hard.
Hey, Paul, I heard that bullshit, Paul. I heard
that
shit.
That's hard.
I'm going to get you some water for that itchy throat of yours.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Hey, Street, throw that damn Donald Trump phone around on the ground and get you an Obama phone. You'll be a whole lot better.
The Obama phone is better? Man,
yeah, it's better than that Trump phone. See, you got one of them Donald Trump phones. That's your problem.
No, I got a Biden 4000, man.
No. Biden don't sound like that. Biden goes in stereo. You know, Trump is the one that breaks up, like you're doing. Stop that mess with that damn Trump phone and go ahead and get you a Biden.
So listen, can we change the subject just a little bit to something more grudge friendly? I was thinking about today. When you talk about the big announcement, Roy, it has to do with graduation, of course. I was thinking about some of the biggest things I remember in my grudge career. And I thought that I wanted to hear what some of the other people had, like, one of my biggest things was, like, when the old Jacks and Wild Man created the Last Man Standing with Tony Wright and Sniper and Tim Booth and Body Joe Young and them and all the rest of those guys. I keep naming them, but if y'all don't know those names, that's another reason we need a grudge Hall of Fame. But what's one of your biggest things you've ever seen in Grudge, that Grudge did, Cliff? Oh, North versus South was one of the biggest things. The Super Bowl, one of the biggest things I've ever seen. Cliff, what's the biggest thing you've ever seen the Grudge game do as a whole? Like, they moved, they did some shit and made news. What's the biggest Grudge news you ever heard? Or one of the biggest news?
You know what? I really got to give that some thought, but I know it's something there. But right now, It's been a long day, man, and I'm kind of like at a, you know what I mean?
Okay. Is Silverhawk up here?
I think it was the first Lions, Tigers, and Bears. That shit was epic.
Yo, that shit was crazy. Silverhawk, I know you be giving the game up sometimes. Sometimes. When he just woke up and he had his nap. Did you have your nap today, Silverhawk?
Yeah, for 10 whole hours.
Okay, you good now? Hey,
I'm fueling my truck right now.
We know we ain't going but to 7:30, so don't get mad when we got to go off now. Don't get mad today.
Well,
she's not
listening.
Okay. No, I was just saying, you know, last week you got kind of hot when we went off. You were feeling that shit. You said, God damn, the song went off.
Yeah,
that's the last words of the show last week. You were feeling that goddamn song. Streets was tearing it up, too. You was feeling that goddamn song, boy.
I was.
What you say, man?
That's
you want me to say?
We doing the NGRA challenge. Who can sing the song the best? I don't know what happened. Cliff was sponsoring the NGRA challenge. I don't know what happened.
I did sponsor. Never happened. It was just the books. Somebody was supposed to recite it. But
you know what? Somebody was waiting. Cliff, the NGRA challenge is going to happen next Monday on the 18th. The one that you, it's going to happen next Monday. So just hold on. Don't tell nobody what it is yet. I swear you the secret. Okay. Lock it in right now. Lock it in, but you won't tell nobody what it is.
All right.
Cliff, I need to hear the words lock now.
Lock.
All right. Good shit, man. That's top secret shit. Gregory Sharp, what's up, doctor? You out the hospital, man? You out the hospital? Prayers out to you, man. Get well soon, man. And get them eyes sharp and be like Walter Mann. Be like old Sharp Eye.
Hey, Joe.
Yo. Oh, yeah, look how well. What's up, doctor?
What's going on? I think something's up with your switchboard because I keep on seeing on my phone, it says iPhone viewer, blah, blah, blah. It looks like I just put people in.
Yeah, no, it's not malfunctioning. I did that on purpose. I wanted you to see what it was like to work for NGRA, work as a brand ambassador. What you would do right now, I gave you authorization to let people in and take people out of the show. So I gave it to people that I know your brand that's up here right now. If I know your brand, I also gave you the authorization. And if I didn't, just let me know and I'll give it to you. Because I want you to see what it's like to do what Cliff and Streets do. I got a big announcement next week. I want you to see what it's like to do what Cliff and Streets do. Big announcement. All right, did you get yours? Ghetto?
Something popped up real quick and got off real quick, so I don't see it.
I'm going to see if I can authorize you again.
Y'all see my name on here or is it just say iPhone?
No, yours is still hot, but you're already on the show.
Yeah, usually, because what I was trying to do something else, I can't do it. I can't even put the name there.
No, it shows so hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, the last one was last one is iPhone, so I think that's Mark. Because he's the only one that comes out with the iPhone. But
nah, it's one or two others. He ain't the only one.
Yo, did you have a lot of toys when you were little?
Yeah, you know what? That was my problem. And that's why next week, the big announcement, you'll understand why I'm making the announcement I'm making, okay? You'll understand why I'm making the announcement I'm making.
You do buy a lot of electronic stuff, though.
Man, it's Silverhawk. You know what? I ain't gonna bore nobody with that, but
you do,
yeah,
you
I do.
You do.
I do.
I know.
Oh, boy, that doesn't sound so good, guys. I don't know.
I try to keep up with technology, Ghetto, but you know what? It's like the older I get, the less I know. It's like I'm glad I learned a lot of shit as I was coming along in the game, and I know how to do a lot of shit.
So
but
why don't you help your nephew then to get like you? Get some new
you know
electronic
what?
Shit.
He could teach me, too, because he know them all. Look, we've been trying to do something
like
for a long time.
I'm
froze? Okay.
No, you ain't froze.
Yeah, he be trying to teach me, like, be sending me a lot of shit and telling me to get the file and download this. And we got a TV station now. NGRA has a TV station, NGRA TV, right? You know, NGRA 360. We got two of them, NGRA TV and NGRA 360 TV.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't you help them get a phone then?
Well, that's electronic. It's not ready for launch yet. We got them. I don't know how to get it ready for launch. I got the stuff, but I don't have. I'm authorized to do it, but I'm not qualified to do it. I need an IT partner. I need some people that can do IT and shoot videos and do a whole bunch of stuff that NGRA does that me and my team of executives do, but we need to scale up now because we don't know what the fuck we're doing no more. It'll outgrow to us. So big announcement coming.
Where are you going, Cliff?
Flown the coop.
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I am.
So, what's one of the biggest moments you ever can remember? One of the biggest things you ever heard about, like you know, like $100,000 raise. Levi Holmes just saying that he made $1 million in graduation. Did anybody see that?
Yeah, we saw it. He was having his fame.
Wait a minute, what
he was having his fame. He was living his life. Let that man live his life and have his fame. So he earned
it. Wait a minute, now I would
you
be
know what
remiss.
I'm talking about, Joe.
I would no.
Joe,
I didn't. That's
you know what I'm talking about.
Well, explain, please. I would be remiss. I allow that to go past and not question it.
We all knew
it.
Yeah. That man, in his day, let him tell it like he wanted to tell it. So he told his story like he wanted to tell it, but let him tell it like he wanted to tell it. But we know how the story ends.
No, actually, we don't, Silverhawk. How did the story end?
Okay.
I don't know how the story ends, whatever you're talking about.
You know everything he did when he was driving, right?
Actually, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, he was my neighbor, so I mostly knew everything. I knew what where it was at with the garage and all of that. I knew all of that. They had one in Elizabeth over there by Jefferson High School.
I know he had one by Duncan off Elizabeth Avenue.
Yeah, but he had one in Elizabeth, too, off of Elizabeth Avenue, yeah. You talking about that one or Elizabeth Avenue and North?
No.
Yeah, but he had one off of Elizabeth Avenue and Elizabeth Avenue and Jefferson somewhere.
Jefferson Park.
Okay.
Yeah. That was back in the 70s. That was back in the 70s.
You learned something, you had fun, what? Mm-hmm. You shared that million with you, what you saying?
Say that again?
Never mind.
Okay.
Hey, man, was that a younger picture you put up on Facebook a few days ago, sir?
Yeah.
All right.
What I missed, yeah, Cliff, what I missed. What I missed? Silverhawk, did it again?
No, he posted up a picture of a young man. I was just curious if that was him or not. And so he says now that it was him. So, okay. So, all right.
Yeah, I put it up there for my kids.
Why you ain't share it, Silverhawk? Hey, look, I didn't see it.
It is. It's on my profile.
No, I got profile. What you're saying. What I'm saying to you is I didn't see it. Is how is that? Because aren't we friends on Facebook?
Yeah, we should be. Yeah.
So what I'm saying does anybody
you
else?
You can't expect to see everybody's posts as many friends as you got, do you?
But Joe, it depends on how many times you hit the like on my page. That's how that works. Then you start seeing some more stuff of mine.
It's about algorithms that have to,
yeah.
Okay.
All you gotta do is respond to any of his posts, like
yeah.
or comments, and then
you start seeing it.
But yeah. tag me in the one, because you know what? I was mad because I'm gonna tell you something. I like memories. Like when everybody came back, like that, like big shit. That's big shit that's popping to make the papers, the Grudge papers, like the Grudge news. And you came to that damn banquet. And you had that damn suit on, and motherfucker didn't know who the fuck you was. You made the goddamn picture, son. Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh God, everybody was talking about that shit for a week after the event. You were talking about that shit.
For you, now you. This must be go time.
You made the Grudge papers, damn it. The NGRA Grudge papers too.
Wait the next year.
Yeah, wait the next year. Might be something all the way different. All the way different.
Yeah, this is going to be something different, boy. Next time, they going to know who the hell Silverhawk is.
What was that call sign again?
Silverhawk.
Brandon is a motherfucker, man. Why do we know what the fuck that means? Why do we know what? Does anybody else know what that means? Or is that just me? I'm the only one to know that call sign.
Everybody else
that
knows
brand.
Antoine,
anybody else know that brand except me?
Antoine, everybody. Everybody knows. You're the only one.
I think Antoine was the one that gave it to him.
Nah. It been out there like that. Yeah.
Okay. So Antoine is the one that magnified it. So when you and Antoine got together and did y'all thing, you made his brand bigger, he made your brand bigger. Oh, shit.
Of course.
That's called brand management. Brand maximization.
And Big Dave say Silver Cuckoo. That's what he called me, Silver Cuckoo.
Antoine is a funny motherfucker, boy. Mm-mm. Some people say he ruthless, but he got that grudge edge to him. He got to get a little more skill to him, but he got that grudge edge. I give him that. And Marcus Wongas is a fucking beast. He just needs some goddamn money. If he has some money, he would fuck y'all up. I'll give a fuck. If Marcus Wongas had a sponsor, that motherfucker would fuck their average.
Hold up, Joe. How you know he ain't got no money? He might got some money. He just betting it the way he want to bet it.
No, I didn't mean he ain't got no money. He ain't got no goddamn sponsorship money, I said. See, as grudge racers, we pay out for everything that we get. We pay our own goddamn way for grudge racers. We pay our own fucking way. Nobody don't give us shit. I know it just like you know it. Did anybody give it? You told us last week about your car. What you told us about your car? Stay the fuck out your business, huh? You said it in a nice way. You didn't say it like that, but you were telling everybody, you know, the same thing I was doing, the OG call on fucking the motherfucker was doing some bullshit, but we was talking grudge talk. Man want to race you, and you talking about whatever. But regardless, but you still told us shut the fuck up, my stay at your business.
You right.
You know what? I love it because that's grudge racing. You ain't got to never say yes to a grudge race. Ain't nobody twisting your goddamn arm to say locked. You don't want to lock.
Nobody
got to.
Nobody got to say yes to a grudge race. But I mean, I don't know
how far that is. That grudge race, the only motherfuckers that grudge race got to say yes to a grudge race. Now I'm gonna come with that one. I'm gonna come on with the top on that one. Now I don't come on with the top. Motherfucker, listen, hey Cliff, that's what I said about Marcus Wongus. When that little punk bitch get up here, I mean, whatever you think about him, that's my little, I say little punk bitch because I love him, you know, and he rough, he tough, like, got tough skin like that. He like that kind of, give me some more. Like, some people, whatever, but he tough and he like it. He like that old, that got that old school feel to him. He just got to get around some old school motherfuckers to give him a little bit of more of the game. He got a lot of good game, but he need a little bit more. And that bitch gonna be a fucking beast. Marcus Wonga is a fucking young gun to look out for. ODB too. But Marcus Wonga is a goddamn leader. He's a bull. That bitch come at your ass. ODB try to trick back your ass. And Ronald, what you teaching your boy? And Paul try to trick back your ass. Paul is a fucking master manipulator. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can tell Paul. Paul is what magnifies. Paul maximizes anybody's brain. When you get in an argument with that motherfucker, you're gonna be there for about 5 hours. But Ronald, what you teaching that boy?
Actually, Joe, to be honest with you, it ain't me teaching him.
No,
Marcus and I'm gonna be honest with you. Marcus and his father took him under their wing, and he's got it from them. He's learning from them. He just added a twist to it. That's all.
Okay. Everybody got to put their own spin on that shit. They own brand.
You know, like I said, I'm going to be real about it. You know, I've learned a lot from all three of them.
Okay, I guess. So that's what you take two brands and make a big one. ODB.
Right.
ODB and Marcus and you and Nino Brown. Big props out to Pops for doing this thing, man. Always holding it down. But y'all made Badmouth a goddamn big-ass brand in the drug game. Because all y'all brands together. Make a good goddamn team.
No, fuck.
Teamwork make the dream work, baby. Oh, where is Trick at?
Who father? Nino is Antoine father?
No.
Joe?
Nino is Marcus' father. Because Marcus is the bulldog,
okay.
And Pops is the bulldog trainer.
Right.
So, not to be confused with the underdog and the underdog trainer. Now, the underdog is, you know, that.
Which one was at the banquet? Which one was at the banquet? That was Antoine?
That was Marcus. No, that was Marcus's father.
Oh, that was
Marcus's
Nino
father.
Brown. Nino Brown. Because he's hard like Nino, too. That's
why Nino Brown.
Marcus to be a bulldog.
That's when I try to get the name. Yeah, trying to get the name. But
that's a lot of,
I'm going to tell you something, Joe.
Who's
Nino Brown? Nino Brown look mean than a motherfucker. They talk about me. That got that Nino Brown look mean than a motherfucker.
Man, listen. A lot of motherfuckers be getting like that all the time. We just don't never have a chance to do it. So you know, it's like motherfuckers show up and they be like, "God damn, you clean son, man. This is my regular shit. I mean, I dressed up for the occasion, but it ain't like I don't do it all the time." Motherfucker. If you dress like that one time, you do it all the time, as much as you get a chance.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but you took out the goddamn the knife that night, and bought some extra shit. You cut them down. Motherfucker was talking about you for 3 goddamn days.
Nah,
was it 3 weeks? 3 weeks?
3 weeks or a month?
And then,
yeah.
Oh, you see me still talking about it. Shit, I'm still like, when you make the papers, you gotta talk about it. You gotta make the papers. What's some of the biggest biggest shit that hit the grudge world that you remember? Biggest news that hit the grudge world. Biggest news. Some shit that had the papers jumping in your
you
career.
Mean in a good way?
Yeah.
A good way or a bad?
Good way. Either way. Either way. Don't matter. Either way. Either way. I remember the day I wrecked. That was a bad day for me. But I still remember. I remember a lot of good days, too.
Christina, well, Christina, could you please say hi so we know it's you? Christina, could you please say hi?
See, okay, what you do with those people like that, right? So I'm going to tell you what. I got my finger on the trans brake. If that motherfucker so much as breathe, I'm going to hit that bitch to the waiting. I'm going to put him in the waiting room. And then
gotcha.
If that bitch so much as flick, I'm pulling the goddamn pushing his hand. I'm sending that bitch to the waiting room. He can't do nothing. Damn to open that shit. Look, I'm gonna tell you how. Look, watch my reaction time. Let that bitch open that damn thing and do some dumb shit. Watch my reaction time. Go ahead, Christine Randall. Show me, motherfucker. I dare you. Lock it in, bitch. Boom. Look at that. Look at that goddamn reaction time. See that? Look at that reaction time.
That
Pro Stop Joe, bitch. That's why they call me Pro Stop Joe, bitch. Look at that reaction time.
That was slow, Joe. He only
got three. No, God, he only got one moan out. He only got one.
He got three.
No,
got
that's
three
a vote. Hey, yo. All right, let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. Let's take a poll. Let's take a poll. What y'all say?
He got three out.
It was one.
Oh.
It was one.
It was three.
And see?
Nah,
thank you.
I only heard one, Joe. I only heard one.
Well, listen. Here go what? How about this? Let's everybody get what they want, right? Let's everybody get to the end, right? If y'all heard three, I concede that you heard three. But could you also concede that me and Ghetto Cowboy heard one? So everybody can say yes, they got what they wanted. Can y'all say yes that y'all had three? We will concede that y'all heard three. But will y'all also agree that we heard one? We agree y'all heard three. But we didn't. We heard one.
And
so
like
everybody got to a yes. So we had to listen now. That's graduation. Let me show you that negotiation clip. Check that out. What did we just do, right? We agreed when we both said something different. We both had our backs together like this. We both said, no, you said one, the other one said three. So we both said yes to what we wanted, which was to be right, and we came together, and we was both right, right?
Yeah.
That's a 360 effect. That's a 360 effect. Ask better questions, you get better answers. Where is Streaks at, man? Oh, my God. Am I going to have to do it? I'm going to cut the show off early today? Because I ain't got nothing prepared.
No. Hell no. Make up something, goddammit.
I'm trying to. Okay, give me some. No.
Well,
you said what? Not talking about what? I'm sorry.
Let's talk about when you did the street race up and when you came over to Jersey out there on 78. Let's talk about that race. You know what I'm talking about.
Hold up, Shiver Hawk. One quick question for you, Joe. Will you be at North versus South, right?
I will.
Will you have T-shirts with you this year? Because you know you owe me a T-shirt from last year that I never got.
Why do I owe everybody everything? You know what?
Hold it, Joe. I stand to be corrected. I asked you for a T-shirt last year that I never got.
Okay, that's true. We did not have a shipment in. But listen right now. I'm telling you and everybody else that next Monday on the Smack Talk show with Pro Stock Joe, and I hope it will be simulcast on NGRA TV. The thing I kept telling y'all, we were going to have the interviews, and I kept saying we were going to have the Trigger Man on and Tony Bynes on and this big star and that big brand. And I never could get them on the no capping. I really didn't have no focus on it because I don't know how to use that shit. It's over here. I got some stuff up, but it looked fucked up, and it looked like some of my old DVDs used to look, because I was doing too busy doing three, four different things and shit. But yeah, it's up. But we got a big announcement coming, a big technology announcement coming, a big technology announcement coming next Monday on the Smack Talk Show, Pro Talk Show at 4:30 on the GNN Grudge News Network. Okay. The GNN Grudge News Network at 4:30. So, guys, tune in. Set your calendar. Say the day. Major announcement. You're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be there. I promise you. Whoever you are, how much ever you hate me, and how much ever you think I hate you, you just see we can take two notes and turn them to a yes. That's called a remix. So, Underdog taught me that. Underdog taught me that. I didn't say it. I caught it. Didn't I catch it, Underdog? Yeah, but Ronald, we're gonna try to find some. We're trying to make something happen with those T-shirts, man. I'm trying to work on something real big right now. I got to get a few more pieces to the puzzle, a few more pieces in place, and we're gonna try to get that. We're gonna try to get that done.
Hey, Pro Star, the streets at least start to show off with a subject or anything. Or a topic?
Well, there was one topic we were talking about earlier, and that was what's the greatest grudge history you can remember, good, bad, or otherwise? Like, one of the things I remember, like, for example, greatest grudge history, when Glenn with Silverhawk asked about coming over for my father and his team, the Fat Boys, to go over to Jersey. And with the Cadillac, a red Cadillac, my uncle would say he didn't want nothing black but a Cadillac. But anyway, he went over there and a race car gave a street car, a regular ride-around car, another Cadillac like the Beast, and gave him 10 running cars. We got behind him 10 running cars and beat the fuck out of him and made goddamn graduation history. Brooklyn came over there with a streetcar and fucked the whole New Jersey up because they bet big and they bet strong. But that's so did Brooklyn, though. We brought some heavy hitters over there, some deep pockets, and motherfuckers got in the mix. And, man, listen, in order to be the best, you got to get in the ring with the best. And don't mean you didn't win because you didn't come in first. You're still a part of the story, Silverhawk. Y'all came in second, but you know when I tell the story, got to mention you, right? Jersey for the second. For the second. You know, something like that. I'm joking.
I know. Go ahead, Cliff.
No, I was just gonna say. I mean, there were so many epic races. And epic situations
it should be easy to pick one then, or a couple of them, a few. You can name 10 if you need to, but go ahead, start with somewhere, please.
I mean, real talk, I think the most exciting shit that I seen dealing with the Mexican grudge racings, and I stayed up all night till I didn't get home till like 7 in the morning, and it was a 2-part series. And I said this on one of your shows years ago. That's when Hutt came to New Jersey, and he was supposed to race, I think, Raymond. And God damn, I had never seen a car. He had a Camaro, and I believe it was a silver Camaro. The hood scoop alone on that car had me fucked up. And that race was in the tune of something like, it was thousands. It was thousands of dollars. And that's the first time I have ever seen a G-Money race actually occur on the streets. And what was happening was it was at least a half a mile of cars lined up to go to the highway to spectate. And that kept drawing attention. That kept drawing so much attention that the police noticed, and you know, came on the spot. And they had to conclude it until the next day, which they did. But only thing is, I couldn't do a two day gig like that. So I don't even know what the outcome was of that one. I think Hutt won.
Let me ask one question to keep the story going, because that's a great story. And I've heard of that, the two of them getting together. But you mean that the police came on Sunday and wouldn't let them get off, that everybody out there, how many people showed up on Monday when they came back? Now, you said you couldn't come back, but how many people did? Did you hear about that, the crowd?
You got your date tight. You got your date wrong. The race was kicking off Saturday night. And when I say Saturday night, I'm talking about anywhere from 11 o'clock till 5 in the morning. They actually tried to wait it out, to wait till the cops, you know, would stop following, you know, or even stay in the vicinity. Because it was so many cars that were spectating, it was at least a half mile long of cars.
Wow. Grudge racing do it big when they want to.
Yeah, listen. And if you equate a half a mile of cars, at least one person each car, you're looking at probably about 50, 60 people. You know, you put two people in each car, you know, you're doubling that. So that's what the kind of street racing produced any given Friday, any given Saturday. And sometimes on a Sunday.
A lot of races happen on Sunday.
Yeah, because it got figured out that Sunday is a slow day and a low day.
Right.
And everybody likes to take it easy and stay home, you know. And that's when lot of shit starts kicking off on Sundays.
Hey, you ever been out of Red Hook in Brooklyn? Red Hook by the pier?
Right. I've never been to the Red Hook.
Have you heard about it?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't put that Juan Carlos in here, because Juan Carlos is, we don't have nobody that wants to say Juan Carlos come on the show. No, I know you didn't. I was just letting you know that's what to watch out for if you were like running the board. I'm letting somebody see what it's like to run the – letting you see what it's like to run, you know, to be a technology asset.
No, I know who comes in and who's not. Like this Michael Smith. Come on.
Right. Watch this.
All right. Y'all get your reaction time, Grady.
Watch this. Look what I did. You see what I did?
No, I didn't see.
Look at the screen now. Look at his name now.
You realize, Joe?
No, it popped real quick and went off.
Oh, you can't see it, but I typed stupid ass to him. Like he came over here to fuck with us, I fuck with him. Your mother sucks cock. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. They came up here to spam us. Because I don't know what I'm doing. They came up here to spam us. That's all we need. Silverhawk, you ever been on Red Hook and been down to Red Hook in Brooklyn?
Not in racer-wise, but as me driving a truck, I used to see them out there racing when I used to be sitting over there by Red Hook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was our Sunday spot in Brooklyn. Like everybody in the weekday, you'd be at your own little local spot, your little hangout spot, whether it's a garage or gas station or, you know, a little joint, pool hall, whatever. But on Sunday, everybody drive down to Red Hook, the little community gathering spot. That was the race place. That was the race place on Sunday.
Yeah, Ghetto Cowboys and them used to have one. Where y'all used to have y'all at, Ghetto Cowboys?
There's one up here, up in Rockland County. Every Sunday, we used to have it big at the flea market. people from Jersey that came down. We had people from some people from Jersey came on bikes. They raced bikes, cars.
Yeah.
And we were, and it was pretty big. I mean, the biggest, one of the biggest races I saw, and I saw a lot of money was exchanged, was against Turbo People and some guys from Jersey. Two Mustangs. I mean, these things were bad, man. It was a lot of money exchanged that back then.
So,
I think Terrible People is from Hastings. Hastings,
where,
New York.
Where was that at? What was that? Where's this place at you talking about?
Spring Valley in Rockland County, Spring Valley, the flea market.
Oh, okay, okay.
You got
okay, okay.
Yeah, it was big. A lot of people from Jersey used to come down. I used to come from the Bronx, actually, up to Rockland before I moved up here. I used to come from the Bronx. A lot of people from Yonkers used to come up every Sunday. It was, you know, called the race. It was called Car Club. We used to call it Car Club or whatever. But there was a lot of cars, and they used to get it on right there on the thruway. You know, nice quarter mile. You know, and it was popping. And then I could say the mid. Okay, like after Fast and the Furious came out. That's when all the spots started getting all messed up, because then all the wannabe racers came out. They started smoking hookah, fighting, and street racing wasn't the same no more. You know, they messed it up. You know.
So you guys had a good thing going, and they had some guys, some copycat guys, come out there and try to and fuck it all up.
Yeah, you know, the element changed, you know what I'm saying? It was easy because, you know what, no one broke bottles. You clean up after your garbage. You know, sometimes we stood in front of this pizzeria. We knew the owners. You know, the owners were into cars. So we had a, you know, there was no such thing as you can't stand here. The owner will come out. He's like, oh, these guys are all here for us, you know, blah, blah, blah. They bought pizza, whatever.
So and y'all had an understanding. He helped y'all, and y'all helped him. Y'all bought shit from his store, and he gave y'all a spot to hang out.
Yeah.
There's
you know,
things
and
no
then,
rubber.
And then, you know, then the element changed. You know, people, you know, the younger kids came out. They didn't know how to act. They were just there just to be there, not to race, you know, and they were there just to watch and, you know, doing stupid burnouts in the parking lot, donuts.
Oh man!
And
did anybody ever tell them don't do it?
Listen, we had older heads, you know, guys that I even called pops in their 70s at that time, and I was in my 20s, so that means they were.
You mean like Nino Brown and Ronald Miles, like 70s, like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you know, you have people that's been racing at this spot. This spot's been here for years. You know what I'm saying? Years and years. So, you know, it's kind of hard for an older guy to go tell a young buck that's 19, 20 years old, you don't know if they're packing, hey, chill out, you know? So, you know, times have changed.
Okay.
But I used to go, then I met some people, and then I used to go to Avenue P. I went there like 2-3 times in Jersey. You know, but I grew up on Hunts Point. Hunts Point was the spot back in the day.
All right, good deal. Those exciting memories of the Grudge Game, exciting. What's the most excitement you ever knew about, you ever heard of, you ever felt when you learned about some Grudge news? What's the most excitement you ever felt when you heard about some Grudge news or you saw some Grudge news? Crystal, let me talk to one of the ladies one time and see how many give them some shine. Crystal.
I'm going to take a pass
for today. You ever witnessed? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. If you're not feeling well.
That's okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Feel better. Okay. All right. I'm trying to hold it down for Roy.
How about this underdog driver?
Yeah. You let him in. That's an underdog driver.
Well,
listen, man, I heard the dog was going to be at North versus South. I heard the dog going to be at North versus South. And he in the building doing his thing right now. So
on the dog driver, say something, please.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I think that's coming from Chris, Mike.
Number is a little scratchy. I don't know whose number is that.
That's my phone. That's how we get everything patched.
Yes.
That's my phone. That's how I patch everything in. I did some niggering. I take my cell phone and call two different things. I call Block Talk and I call Zoom, and then I dial in my computer on Zoom. I put the three of them together, and then when I do the TV show, the live stream, I have to come from my computer because I don't know how to do it. I have it on my phone, but I don't know how to use it. So, but I'm a learner. Somebody gonna teach me how to do this shit. Need somebody, a young buck, teach me how to use it. But yeah, I'm fucked up with this technology shit, man. I'm fucked up, man.
Now, what I was saying, Pro Shot, you know, between now and the 23rd, you know, at the very least, you know, a lot of jokers are going to start being quiet until they, you know, see what the hell is going on. You know, got a lot of people got
shut
shit on their mind.
Shut your mouth. You stop it. You saying somebody capping?
No, I'm not saying nobody's capping. I'm just saying, you know,
and
right
now,
that could be the case. You know, some people got bad nerves. You know, some people probably drink more at night. I don't know. But right now, you know, talking ain't free, and motherfuckers know that right now. Yeah,
talking
ain't
free.
No, not right now. You know, anytime between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, you talk all you want. It's free. But after Valentine's Day, man, motherfuckers know they gotta pay for it. So yeah, so you know, you probably might have to excuse the audience right now.
Oh no, it's all good.
Really,
it is what it is. I mean, I always go with the flow, man. I'm easy to get along with.
Uh-huh.
The show gonna be on to 7:30, and it's gonna go off at 7:30. So unless y'all want me to cut it off early, you're just hanging out here till 7:30. I have no fucking, I don't know what to do with this shit. What? You gonna fix? There's a problem that needs fixing. See if we can fix it.
I mean, listen, it's something. You know what? It's something that's just inevitable, man. You know, it's opening season, man. Seriously. Mm. Some of the teams don't got their batters right, and some of the catches ain't right. Trying to figure out the right umpires and all this good shit, man. And, you know, I'm just speaking metaphorically, you know, to the situation.
Hey, Cliff.
Cliff, you've been coming up with some great metaphors. Cliff, you are a fucking word master. You are a branding master. You be saying shit. It be sounding crazy as hell, but it be making sense like a motherfucker.
Hey, Cliff.
You think about it. It sounds
crazy. How
are you
and Marcus? Y'all got to be the first one down the track.
No, sir. Not at all. Me and him don't get it off till 6 o'clock.
Y'all hold the board down, man. I got to give me some water.
Yeah, we get to watch y'all lose your mind. We get to watch other people do their thing first. I ain't even going to say lose their mind.
I don't know about that, Cliff, man. That's what the fuck we do when you're at that, man. We get that adrenaline going. When we got a grudge race, man, ain't, you know what? That's why I say grudge racing is the hardest fucking kind of drag racing in the world, because every grudge race is a drag race, but not every drag race is a grudge race. But, man, that shit hard. That shit hard on your goddamn nerves, hard on your goddamn wallet, and hard on your goddamn your stress level. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all of that, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I learned to get my ass to the track, shut the fuck up, sit down, and drink some water, maybe watch something or two, you know, take a snack, but most of all, sit my ass still until it's time to go on. You don't see Patti LaBelle singing in the damn concession stand before she goes on the stage. Nah, she's in her motherfucking dressing room taking it easy.
Clippy making you see that shit, don't he? Clippy making you see that shit. I tell you, make motherfuckers see that shit.
Once,
you be painting
get,
a picture
once,
with words,
you
know,
sir. Ain't nothing to do but sit back in your dressing room and wait till it's time to go on stage. You know, you're either going to get the right note. And I'm laughing because it's funny as hell because, honestly, say I'm past that dumb nonsense. Seriously,
well, hold on, Cliff.
You hope you're past it. You hope.
No, listen.
I got a totally different take on that.
You said hope, and I don't even know why you said what I hope. If you could tell me how I feel, you's a bad motherfucker.
I am a bad motherfucker. You know it, too.
Cowboy? Cowboy,
you know
there is another
side to what you do, Cliff. There is another side to what you do.
Is that right? Okay, then what is that?
Well, I mean, see, you were that grudge racer. They had a grudge race and came to the track, and I'm just gonna say it. You were scared. The behavior you described to me is nervous behavior. That's not how you do it. I mean, that's not how I did. That's how you do it. And that's fine because everybody got their own style. But when I got a grudge race, man, I get hyped. I'm telling you about my grudge. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah.
I don't get hyped. No, not at all. Now I'm gonna tell you when the shit is on. When I hit that burnout. It's either my ass or the next motherfucker's ass. No bullshit. I
know
that burnout. Somebody got to
watch.
No,
what I feel what you're saying. That's you got to get up for your game then. But that's the orgasm. That's the orgasm before you. You have to have the afterglow when you get to talk shit.
First
or you got to say that was some rotten sex when you lose.
Everybody's
hey,
in the
Joe.
Room.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Big Simon used to tell Little Simon, he said, go out there, bet your money and everything. And he always tell Little Simon, you go look that man that driving that car in the eye, right? Tell him good luck. But he got an ass whooping coming. If that joker put his head down, it's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. Little Simon used to tell a man if he's scared or he's confident. Just by that. He always tell him that. And
how can he do that?
Head down?
Oh, but when he do like Ali, look
just
him in the eye and tell him what round he gonna drop him.
Right. Just before he go out there, I mean, they in the staging lane. Little Simon used to always walk up to the man and tell him good luck, but you got an ass whooping coming. If that joker drop his head down, Little Simon got all the confidence in the world. Trust
so that was his brand strategy, right? He wanted to intimidate the guy, so he'd look him in the eye. You know, that's what you know what one of the best things I remember, not one of the greatest excitements I ever got was saw Tony Bynes and Primetime and Trigger Man and Cowboy work this Chicago legend named Big Drag. They had three races the next day. As soon as they came to the party that Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. threw up in Chicago, fuck around, they got on and said, Tony going to beat you out. You know Tony going to beat you out. You know he's about to shut down if he beat you out. That bitch came out there red lit two times. They had put it in his head so hard that Tony going to leave before him. So his competitive juices got the best of him. And the motherfuckers, you know, he was not prepared. That's all I can say. He was not prepared. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Yeah, a lot of people would bet a man that I bet you I'll leave first. They bet a little $100. They don't care about that little $100. They just throw it.
Hey, you're giving away the game, man. You're giving away the game, man. You're giving away the game. You know what? That might be the problem. We need to give it away again. Go and tell the story, man. Let me shut the hell up. Go and tell the story.
Hey, Silverhawk, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you wanted to race somebody and y'all both at the track, are you going to walk up to that person and say, hey, yo, such and such, what you want to do? Or are you going to walk up to slow down. I ain't finished.
Go ahead.
Are you going to walk up to that person and say, hey, such and such, let's do this and that in 15 minutes? How you going to approach it?
I'm going to go up to that guy.
Ask him, what do you want to do, or tell him what you want to do?
I'm going to ask him what he want to do first. I'm going to ask him what he want to do.
You're a receiver then. You're not a giver.
Yeah, I'm more of a receiver.
So you mean you said to yourself, I'm going to walk up to that person and ask him what they want to do. So that means if you hungry, you're going to walk to the refrigerator and say, what you got in here? Let me know.
Oh. Cliff, you be making a motherfucking singer.
Most of the time, I'm going to come up to a man and say, yo, can we do something?
Okay, but you didn't say that at first, but okay, I can go with that too.
Well, that's the way I'm going to ask him, can we do so? But if my car running, and I want my man, and I'm at the track, yes.
Keep in mind, I just said you both at the track. I didn't say how you at the track or what your circumstances are. You're both at the track. How you going to approach somebody? You going to ask them what you want to do? Hey, what you want to do, such and such? Or you going to tell them what you want to do? But you just changed it up and said, well, I'm going to ask them, can we do something? Okay,
right.
So that's the third factor right there. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to ask her, can we do so? You know?
Because I hear people, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but if I don't, I'll
go ahead.
I only say that because so many people come up to other people, even on these radio shows. So what you want to do? What you want to do, North versus South? What you want to do, April such and such, at this and that? What you want to do, come lying, talking to the bitch? What you want to do? If there's any worse way to waste somebody's time, I think that's one of them.
Yeah. Mm. But Cliff, you know that's the way we used to do it back in the day. Go to the track and get your man. If you find out that man going to be at the track, that when you're supposed to load up and go, take your ass to the track and try to catch
the track. You're on the hunt then. You're on the hunt.
Right. You're on the hunt.
So let me ask you a question.
Like
Why would you hunt a particular individual? What was it about? Or was it a different thing? What was it about the particular individual you used to hunt? When y'all put y'all sights on the man, what would y'all want to get out of the deal? What was the payoff?
Well, it depends on how his mouth was. Or sometimes I get guys, just like Killer. Killer came up to me and asked, can we do something? I said, yeah, no problem. Just like that, he said, how you want to do it? I said, well, what you want to do? And we were locked in for that race and everything, but something happened, everything where it was on his part and all of that. Mike Brown with the Malibu Red, we got that. We were trying to get that one off. But we had a problem. We was at the track. That's when I betted them money. And that day, I looked in Red Eye. I told Red, good luck. You got an ass whooping coming. And boy, he dropped his head down. I looked that little time. It's over for him. We know we got
him. You going to fuck
him up. Did the race happen?
Nah, because they say we were leaking. I said, huh? Leaking what?
Leaking when? Where was this?
It was that ass. Remember when Red... it was Red and what the other kid named Keyshawn?
Keyshawn, yeah.
Yeah, when they did that race?
Yeah, but he lost.
Who, Red?
Keyshawn
Red
won.
Lost.
Yeah, Red lost. Keyshawn won.
All right. We were supposed to race just before that. They pulled us off the track.
What, with Pegasus?
No. We had the Barracuda. Remember the black Barracuda?
I do.
Yeah, we had the Barracuda out there.
Okay. Yeah.
What was the name of Barracuda? What was the name of Barracuda?
I don't even think it had a name.
Nah.
But every time I ever see it, I see that motherfucker leak something straight out the fucking head of pipe at English Town.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something right here. We know it was full of shit. You know how I know? I took all the water out the motor. The motor ain't had no.
So wait a minute. So you saying you went to a racetrack back in the day and they didn't want you there?
No,
he was leaking. He said he couldn't get the race on.
Right.
No, but
they said we were leaking, but they could. They, in other words, they couldn't show us where we were leaking at, but they forced us off the track. And
why do you think they did that?
You don't know, because they know they had an ass whipper coming.
Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. As fuck, that car looked like a tin can. I think y'all got a little hole right next to the driver's seat, and y'all got a little squirt bottle, and y'all, right before the race, you take a fucking bottle, and you just start squirting shit out of that motherfucker. Because you know what?
You talk about Rob Keith.
Most of the time, if Rob had a problem, he actually broke. It was official. You could see it. He would literally have to get somebody to get him off the track
Hey, Cliff, we wanted to race that day. Trust me, we wanted to race that day. That pot was.
Listen, the pot never convinced me that a motherfucker wants to race.
Well,
don't ever get that confused.
Well, that day, I want to race.
I didn't see motherfuckers put up a shitload of money, and race is still not happening.
Not me.
Pro Stock, what you think about that?
I want to race that day.
Say again?
Because
the kind of money they had put up, they wanted to race. And I said, just because you got a certain amount of money, that don't mean you want to race. I seen a lot of money go up, you know.
Hey, Cliff.
But I never.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Okay.
I bet it $9,500 myself.
Okay, now what? But
hold
okay.
on. Wait. I had the most in the pot, right? When people see me, it could have been more.
Okay, but I'm not fixed on the financial aspect of the race, though, bro. I'm fixed on why the fuck was the car leaking and why didn't your 90-something along with
it wasn't
else.
Leaking. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The man couldn't show me where the water was at.
He said that the other team called, you know, said something, but that's in the past. Well, you know, what the hell? It's in the past. He wasn't there, Cliff. He said that the other team did it. Called and said this and this. They didn't want to race them. He was just saying that he had some skin in the game. It was really going to happen.
All right. So Ghetto Cabo, we ain't going to look at the past and shit like that, right? Is that what you're saying?
I know where you're going at with this. I mean,
about to go there, homie. So, yeah, if you know where I'm going,
you're getting flashbacks. And everything.
No, I'm not getting flashbacks.
I'm just going
to take you back to school.
Yeah.
I don't think you learned nothing.
I taught you.
I don't think you learned nothing yet. Yeah. I don't think you learned nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. The day is coming. You'll take me back to school.
That's cool.
How about this? Can I say what I learned?
This box body. Shall I let this guy in just so?
Can I box just tell you guys what I learned?
Yeah, please. By all means.
Shall I let this guy in?
What's his name?
Fox Body 5.0.
Yes. Let him in.
Okay.
All right. Let him in. Thank you.
What'd
you learn, Pro Stock?
So what I learned was is that people that are saying the same thing are seeing the same thing in a different way. they're saying the same thing for they're saying a different thing for the same reason. So you got to look at both sides, and that's how you remix the situation. You look at it from both sides. One side, when Ghetto Cowboy was talking about what he did, he said because y'all was kind of repeating, got stuck in a kind of wheel cycle of history that wasn't going to be relevant, and so now you asked the same question two or three times, and it was answered in a roundabout way. But I got a better question. This, if we would have asked a better question, we could have got to an interesting story. So Ghetto Cowboy would have been stayed glued listening, because we was glued for a minute until y'all got off base. But if you would have said, if you answer this question, we'll get back the whole story and I'll show you what you're talking about. Ghetto Cowboy wants to keep listening to a good story, and you want to keep telling your good story. So now the question is, if those men pushed water on the ground, or somebody, there was some kind of conspiracy, tell me why you think they did it, and who you think they did it, maybe even how you think they did it. That's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, for that kind of money, something obviously concluded it for it not to happen, you know, which means the people said they was leaking something. And
you want to answer? You want to answer? Silver Hawk?
Yeah, I'm listening to him. I'm gonna wait till he stops.
Let's tell the interesting story.
They normally show you where you're leaking at, you know.
Yeah, but they couldn't show me. They just automatically pushed me off the track.
Okay, so why do you think that happened? Why do you think that happened, Silverhawk? What did they have? How would they benefit?
The other car had a problem.
How would the track benefit from you not making a pass down the track, even if the other car had a problem?
For all that money. That they didn't even bet.
I saw something in the video. That was
that's not true.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's not true.
What ain't true?
We did not say you was leaking. The other team did not say you was leaking. The track surface, you said you was leaking, and you was allegedly leaking from your overflow or something like that. So they pushed you off because before that y'all had an issue. They pushed y'all off again. Then.
That was our first time out there.
Do you remember as soon as they pushed you off, they pulled Keyshawn right up to the line and raced that man? So how did the car have a problem? They pushed you off, and Keyshawn was in the line to go right back, right behind you.
Mike Brown and them didn't have a problem.
No, we did not. The problem was we lost. That was the fucking problem. But it wasn't that you had too much money or they were scared to go, because they didn't think you was going to make the trip.
Silverhawk, you do have a history of dealing with vehicles that leak. You do have a history of that. I'm not trying to be funny.
Hold up, goddammit.
Okay, don't bring him in it. Just keep it right.
The only solution to it is both them cars are still around.
Good point.
That's a 360 point.
That looks at the whole picture. The whole picture is both of the cars are still around. Now what?
I don't have that car no more.
You didn't have it before, but you still connected to it.
No, I'm not. I ain't connected to it no more.
Okay, well, you can make a phone call.
Why would I make a phone call if I'm not?
All you gotta do, listen. It don't cost you nothing to say Red Rock.
I'm not with that car no more.
Okay, so it don't cost you nothing to say Red Rock. If you say Red Rock, he'll leave you alone.
I have nothing to do with that car.
It doesn't mean that you do. It means I don't want to have this conversation. Red Rock means I don't want to have this conversation. So Red Rock doesn't mean that you're right. That means I'm not interested in what you're saying. So I agree to disagree. We both said got what we want.
It's over, but Joe, it was disappointing because they wanted to get at Silverhawk, but they pushed another man right up to the line after he couldn't make it because they wanted to get Silverhawk first because he was betting more money. And then
Silverhawk's
like, he going to tear their ass up. Silverhawk was ready for y'all. I think they were hating on you, Silverhawk.
That's okay. There's a whole lot of company for haters.
They didn't have enough money
when I put that money up at first.
You
can't tell it more than I could tell it because I was the one. You wasn't the one.
Who's the DP?
You had 17. I know the numbers. You had 17,000. And they was kept saying, like, man, Silverhawk bluff. You ain't going out there. So they wanted you to go, but the track pushed you off. The track is the reason that race didn't happen. Not the Malibu.
Who's the DP?
Silverhawk gonna go on y'all ass then for that 17,000, for that 34,000. Silverhawk gonna go on y'all ass.
The man put the bitch in reverse. Why wasn't I going to win? Because what I said to that man, good luck, he got an ass whooping coming. When that man dropped his head, I know he was done.
He still made the trip. Even though the car got hurt, he made the trip. And that was fast enough to whoop y'all.
You crazy as hell. That man ain't made no goddamn trip. He had to pull over. He ain't made no trip.
He made it to the end of the quarter. The track was fucked, but he made it to the end. Listen, he did not make it to the end of the quarter.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Hey, guys, time out. Referee, okay, a 360 timeout. So let me ask you both a question, right? So listen. Okay. Why do you guys remember different things?
Because he wanted to go his way.
Mm.
He wanted the story to be told the way he wanted to be told. But they wasn't scared of you. They was shit. They ain't scared of your car.
No bullshit. Matter of fact, I don't know too many people scared of your car.
I know that.
So, again, I mean, but you did have more money because that was, everybody said you was bullshit. You was bluffing. You had everybody from down the hill up there, and they all put in the pot, and you could put whatever
How much money y'all had, Mark?
They did not put it all in the pot.
I think the pot was like 7,000.
So he had 17,000, and y'all had 7.
Yeah, he had.
You bought the whole track out. You bought the whole track out, Silverhawk. Goddamn.
He might have had money. But all that shit wasn't his bullshit.
Man, he bought the goddamn track out. He bought the track out. Fuck that shit. Get a man his prop. He bought the track out. Fuck that.
He had everybody from outside up there.
That's 500.
I can't prove it.
Yes, you can. Oh, no. You can prove it. You call
the man
Mike
said he can't prove it. How you gonna make him?
Yes,
prove it?
He can prove it because the man.
But listen, the man looked at the list.
Mike Brown.
Let that man have his moment. That man remembered. That's his damn story. Let the man. Can everybody agree to?
He can have that moment, right? But let me tell you this: will he do it again?
That's why we need a Hall of Fame. I wanted to see the goddamn first one so we can see. Who telling the goddamn truth? Well, somebody lying right now. We need pictures of this shit.
Somebody always gonna lie when it comes to grudge racing. Don't ever forget that.
Why is that, Cliff?
You did have that money, but
you're gonna be mad at me for asking you this question, but as a commissioner, I got to ask you now. Does that include you? And me?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
It includes me. I don't know about you.
Okay. I ain't never lied to you, did I?
You lied to Cliff.
Listen to me. Y'all need to get this in the right perspective.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Somebody just called me a lie. Hold on. Please, time out. 360, time out. Ooh-wee. You got to put a straighten on that. Okay, listen. You a ghetto cowboy.
You're a cowboy. I'm gonna give you a. You know
okay,
why?
I'm gonna wait till you finish.
It's okay. You say
no,
it's okay, Cliff. That cowboy beat you. It's okay. That cowboy beat you. It's okay. It's okay, Cliff. Don't worry. It's okay. So you lied to him. It wasn't okay.
So listen. Hold on. Okay, listen. Ghetto cowboy. If you get everything you want, if you say yes to it, and I get everything I can, yeah, can we meet in the middle on this thing? Can we do a 360 view of this thing? Here go what? You say that me telling Cliff it's going to be okay, right, is a lie, right?
That is,
yes?
No. That is
no,
okay,
no, just yes or no. Yes or no. You told me it was a lie, right? Yes?
That you lied to him.
To you, it was a lie, right? Because you know you're going to tear his ass up again. It's not going to be all right. You knew it was a, to you it was a lie, right?
To you,
my words were a lie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you know you're going to fuck Cliff up every time y'all face. And that's what you believe. And that's true. That's cool. You know, and I give you the right to believe that. I accept the, in looking at it, if I was you in your shoes, I think the same thing. But let me tell you what it is. In my view, I know that the little man can sometimes rise up and realize the science says stop, not stay. What that means is even though you're small, you ain't got to stay small. So Cliff was the underdog, small, against ODB. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I know Cliff was brave enough to get up there and get in the paint. And ODB was brave enough to get in the paint, and we had a fucking race and a great story to tell. So, but the underdog won in that story. Not all the time the underdog wins, but he won in that story. And because the hero in the story came in second, he's still part of the story. So without him, we can't tell the story. If ODB and Cliff ain't both there, we can't tell the story.
I didn't know there was
that'd
first
part
and
of
second
history.
Place when you're drug racing.
There, of course it is. And listen, okay. If I prove to you there's a first and second, that's the 360 view. Ricky Bobby told us. What it's the brand. What did Ricky Bobby say?
I got you. Oh, man.
Talladega Nights.
You see that still?
Talladega Nights. What did he say?
Fan?
If you ain't
you
first.
Fan? Huh?
If you ain't first, you're last. So if you're not first, what's behind one?
Two.
First and second.
Listen, I don't worry about second and third. I don't worry about that.
That's a shootout. That's not grudge racing. That's not shootout. As a commissioner, I would be remiss if I let you put that in the grudge conversation.
Nah, first all the time. I'm not trying
only
to be
first and second in grudge racing. No third, fourth, and fifth.
Damn. See, that's the problem nowadays. Everyone wants to give medals and trophies for last place. I guess, you know, we're not from the same cloth. Joe, we're not in the same cloth, Joe. That's why you were hugging Cliff and holding him. Oh, I understand now. I got you.
Well, you look at it as hugging him and hugging him. I look at it as picking up my brother when he needed somebody to pick him up. I would look like it was being there for my brother, but some of my brother needed me.
Yeah, but slow all this down. Slow all this shit down.
Sometimes you don't always. You know what? I wasn't there. I wasn't there when Silverhawk needed me so he could whoop Cliff's ass. And I think he said. I wasn't there for Silverhawk, so he can whip Cliff ass because I forgot which track I had to go to. But I did come in so you could get your victory and whoop his ass. So I was there for you too, in a matter of speaking. Got a cowboy because if I had stayed at that wrong track, you would never. I wouldn't have been a part of that story. I probably would have. The other way, like Silverhawk, mad because I didn't show up. But glad because his car had water in it. So he's mad and glad. But we all understand. Got to look at the 360. There's two sides of every story. And you
hey,
need
listen.
Hey, Joe, what's the next? What's the next? Joe. Wait. Cliff, one second. Just 1 second. Joe, what is the next race after North versus South are you going to be at?
I am uncertain at this time, but I plan on being at a lot of races this year. Got a major announcement coming next week, Monday.
Damn, we have to wait next week. All right.
It's an NGRA press release. And I understand what he asked me. He asked me, what's my next event? And although I didn't give him the answer he wanted, I did give him an answer. So I gave him what he agreed to. He asked me a question. I agreed to answer, not in the way that he wanted me to answer or anybody else. But for that matter, my answer is I'm going to go to a lot of events this year. I just got to get a national schedule for the NGRA. So I got to figure out how to get that done.
Gotcha.
And get all the grudge players, the major grudge players involved and the major grudge brands involved and some shit. So I'm trying to do something.
Well, once you get your schedule, where you're going to be at and what tracks, doesn't matter if it's North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, whatever you're going, please send me the tracks that you're going to be, you know, give me the list. And, yeah.
So you want the NGRA commissioner to personally send you a text to say what track I'm going to be at.
Listen, that's up to you.
I'm just asking you if I understood what you wanted
me
to do.
Okay. You know what? No. Okay. You know what? I want you to give it to one of your secretaries, Sweets or Cliff, and they can text it to me. How about that?
Yo, Cowboy, you is brutal. You is vicious. Stop it.
Hey, you're the one
Stop
that
it.
Said it. You're the commissioner. You're the boss. So you're too good. You're the one that said it. You're too good. So have them do it.
No, see, that's the
Why
thing.
You want
that's
that
the
list?
Thing. Get
Cowboy.
Listen to me. Can we come to listen? Let me give you another 360 view of what you just said. I'm too good. No, it's not because I'm good at technology. It's because I'm bad at technology. I need somebody else to help me. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm barely surviving. Like Silverhawk said, I'm guilty as charged. I am an electronic fucking junkie. If they got it plug in, I might got one of them. But anyway, the point is, I used to know how to do all that shit, but the shit outgrew me. Remember, I used to make those goddamn commercials, NGRA used to advertise the upcoming commercials for all the big races, you know.
Yeah.
Mike Hill's race, No Guts, No Glory, or Larry T's
Russell
race.
Russell Ward. Who's this Russell Ward? Nah.
No, get rid of him.
Okay.
Get rid of him. Click on the side, the three dots, and then put him in the waiting room, and then.
I don't have that three dots. I don't have the three dots. I'm not touching it. And it says view or admit. I'm not gonna admit it.
No, you're in the wrong. Okay, it's okay. Look, you have to learn how to use it, but it's okay. But thank you, I appreciate you. I'm not gonna do it. I was just getting me some. Russell Ward. Somebody put him over there. Who did that? Thank you.
Oh, I did it just now. I think I did it. I canceled.
Okay, yeah. See, it's easy to do, but I just don't know. I struggle over here is what I'm saying. I struggle. So, and then like over here on my side,
I'm not this technical guy either.
Me too.
Someone just asked, why do I want to know? Yeah, someone asked, why do I want to know?
Well, I ask you.
So that's a good question. Why do you want to know, Ghetto Cowboy?
Oh, because I want to see the tracks that you're going to, and maybe I'll pop in there. That's why. That's the reason why.
You know what? Thank you.
I want to see
a loyal NGRA supporter, man. You and the Ghetto Cowboy crew, man. Mr. James and his wife and his wife, friend, husband. Yo, man, I love that old man, man. That man came over there and brought his whole family to join NGRA. That joke about a busload of people to come and join NGRA. I love Mr. James. Man, he is a lifetime member for real. And when we get this, we make this big announcement next week, man, we're going to do something for him and the guys just like him. make this big enough.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. But yeah, no, you know what? You know, I really want to try out some other tracks besides the ones that we go to. So that's one of the reasons why I want to know what tracks. So that's why.
So you want shit to swing around. You want to swing around, go and see some different stuff.
See some different stuff. See some different people. Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about
do my homework?
What about if some different stuff came to your town? You go to your local tracks then, if some different people came to see you instead of you going to see them? Did you stay at your
local
track?
A lot of people's not gonna come down here. You know that, Joe.
Okay.
A lot of people don't come to our island. And we don't have Akko, we don't have English Town, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people
so
they don't like the guardrail.
It would take what?
Change the guardrail and island, and maybe people will come.
Mm. So how much can that cost? It can't be, that's not millions, is it? It shouldn't be that much for
it. Just putting Jersey barriers, but you know what? I'm not the owner of the track. You know? That's
right.
The thing. Mm. A lot of people will come. A lot of people said they will come, but they won't raise because of, you know, the guardrail, because of the guy and the DM and cut his arm off, you know? So a lot of people, the Jersey barrier,
people that hurt my stomach right there. Ooh, Lord. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want, with that kind of memory, that must have been, I seen a little young man down at the same track that had my accident. He was a fate just like that, man. There's something that we got to do, and about the safety of these, you know, grudge friendly tracks, because the standards of those tracks, it's just not safe for us, you know. These are horror stories.
I mean, you know, the thing is, we're from the north. We're used to it. We're used to racing in the street. People right now, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people from the south, they're not used to, you know, barriers, so much people. You know, they have all that country roads stuff. You know, so they're not used to, you know, I think we have an advantage sometimes, because, you know, we're used to it. We're used to the, you know, being on the highway. We're used to being on dealing with guardrails and stuff like that. We're not gonna aim to the left or the right, son, that we want to. You know, so a lot of people from the south, that's all I hear. Every time I try to talk to people, hey, come to Ireland. No, they have guardrails. No. That's all I hear. No, guardrails. Everyone's quiet.
Yeah, listen, gentlemen, it's been real, but I still got things to do. I'll talk to y'all later, man.
All right, Chris. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know what. I told you I didn't know what I was doing, man. What the hell?
Yeah.
Is we all?
I'm looking dead at you, Joe. Yeah, we all. You saw a smile and tooth there. You said, "Oh shit, still hard." Goddamn right, I caught your ass. You ain't going nowhere yet.
I'm sorry.
Take your hand off that
button. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why would I have to lie about signing off from a show that's over?
It ain't over. I'm still here. I got to get down the road, bro. I got to get down the road. You got to stay on.
I understand that. And as a courtesy to you, I tried to figure some stuff out, and I guess I pushed the right button. That's why the show didn't go off. I told you I couldn't figure it out. So... Then you want, and I tried to push another button, and I pushed the wrong button. But now you want to say I'm doing something bad to you. Now I'm gonna show you.
No,
you just told me I was lying about last week and the week before that.
I didn't say you were lying. I just seen your arm move. I just saw your arm move. That's all.
The main question is, where's Sweets? Where is Sweets at?
He is having some technology. He was having some technology problems, just like me. And so we're going to see if we can find a way to solve our technology problems. So I'm going to get off of here at 8 o'clock and go back to that pursuit. But I do thank everybody for a great conversation tonight. We covered some real good topics. And Ghetto Cowboy, I still want we can end up this conversation with you, what you back to. What do you think we could do as a community, as a, you know, a grudge wrestling community to help that support us, like Allen Dragway, Custom Peas.
They should have bought those jersey barriers from ACO when they were closed. They should have got, you know, I think they should have bought those, you know. But
I don't think they stopped making them. So can we, tell a project to see how much they cost? Because if that's the only thing, maybe we can set aside a some kind of expansion project and try to get some barriers. Because Wicked Bird has done that before for Custom Tees at some point for the beach. Wicked Bird did that.
I tried to do that last year, but man came on and said, Allen don't have no money problem. So I said, okay. They say they don't.
Well, I don't think it's about whatever the man say. I think it's about what we say. If we say it's unsafe, then we should fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So as the sanctioning body for dress racing, I think that the weight of that's gonna fall on my shoulders, and we got to find out a way that we can move as a community to fix that track and a lot of the other little tracks that we go to and race at that need to be have safety upgrades and safety inspections, and we need to have something to save something to protect our lives. Shit, we put our lives on the line for this shit. I'm just saying.
That's a good topic right there. Yeah, I understand what you're saying there.
I mean, just think about how God saved you and me too, right, when I had my accident. But how God saved you. You was in that car to go down the track, right?
Say that again? That last
you part. You was in that car for the 17,000?
No,
Okay, well, let's say
Little
it was
Simon
driving,
was in the
right?
car.
You say, yeah. It was who?
Little Simon.
Okay, Little Simon. Suppose that water had came out when he was just moving into high gear, up around the 400-foot mark, and he's side-by-side in a dogfight. Both of y'all thought y'all was going to win, so that could have happened. What if the water came out then? Thank God it didn't. That's all I'm saying. That's a 360 look.
Yeah, but the whole point to the story of Joe, I took all the water out the car. So the car had no water in it, nothing. So it ain't no way it could have been leaking.
Did you see inside the water chamber that there was no water in there?
Oh yeah, I took a air compressor. I blew all the water out, all of it out. I know how to get water out of a motor.
Could you have missed any? It's not possible.
Mm-mm.
Could the water?
No way.
Is water the only fluid on the car?
Yeah.
Car don't have no oil fluid, no brake fluid, no other kind of fluids?
There were none of that. None of that.
Okay. Well, then, yes, I think it was impossible for them to do what you said they did. And, yes, I believe they did it. So both of y'all got the yes. Some people might think the things you just described are impossible, but you believe them, so I believe them. I believe you believe them.
Yeah.
Joe, just still got three.
That's a 360 look. You got to look at the other side. Listen, why would he be saying that? Silverhawk ain't no liar. He just want his
no,
name
I'm
like
not
everybody else when they shine. And so he tells his story the way he remembered. When it's your story, you get to tell how you remember your story.
No, I understand that, but the way you're saying it, I believe that you believe that you believe it. Okay, so I guess this is your new 360 thing now? I hope not.
No, listen, at the end of the day, you can think what you believe, and I give you the right to think that, but I'm going to think what I believe, and because you don't believe, because you believe something different, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. And because I think something different, it doesn't mean that I'm wrong for me. We're both right.
Gotcha.
You're right for you, and I'm right for me. I'm just saying this as the whole trip at NGRA has taught me a lot about strong dreams, because I had a strong dream of what NGRA should have went and what we should have been 13 years ago when we started it, but we only got there 2 years ago. And thanks to a lot of people, a lot of partners who I won't name, but that's the only reason we got there, because with those people still attached, and us having different dreams, different business. See, now, I'm not doing that.
Right. I'm watching your hand.
I'm not doing it.
I know. I was looking at your hand all the time. I got you. But, Joe, when a person's dream, you got to take a dream and put it to a plan. So there's a lot of people out here dreaming, but they never put it into a plan. So you got to put it into a plan.
God damn, that hurt. My Stringlehawk, you're a wise motherfucker. But that hurt.
Yeah, you know,
you're
so
right.
I don't dream. I just make it into a plan. It's a different.
Got to have some objectives.
Here we go, y'all. Come on now.
To the money zone, we pay to play, win or lose, somebody getting paid today, about to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say, line up, and we gon' make you famous today, somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen, put yourself on the board and play your position, it's a win-win, so how could you lose, pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove, as a
NGRA,
man guilty of disturbing the peace, you ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least, yeah we grudge you for cash, chairman of the board got his foot on the gas, turn them lights on, you better get you a victory, don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history, rules to the game, money, math, and mystery, you gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart, that's the number one rule at the
Be safe out there, Silverheart. Thanks, bro. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right.
Later, Joe.
Later, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Fuck that.